Blog Talk Radio. I am live on the radio today. What am I going to tell you? I am live, and it is, what was it, Columbus Day? And do they celebrate that down there? Come on, Cynthia, tell me about this.
Okay, I'm live-ish. I'm live-ish, all right? It's a beautiful day here in Nashville. It's clear, it's cool, it's sunny. But we have had so much rain in the past 2 weeks that there's just, I call it the smell of the South. There's like a funky, mildewy smell in the South. No offense to you Southerners, but and maybe it just takes a Yankee nose to smell it.
God, I'm telling you. But I'm just, you know, I just looked up. Yeah, I just looked up and I forgot that it was Columbus Day, you know. Yeah, well, this whole weekend, but they're doing the parade here, you know, and I just looked up and I just saw on the television.
Oh, Columbus Day.
Yeah, today's Monday.
Oh, so it's a holiday today. Oh, so yeah. I guess I won't. Do we get mail on Columbus Day? Do they send mail?
Because,
you know, I'm still waiting for that check from Publishers Clearinghouse. It could come.
Well,
it could come.
You know, what am I going to – I don't know what to tell you on that one, you know. But it's just crazy because I can't wait to tell you this has been – a long week because I had a lot of stuff happening, went to a lot of gigs, you know, and we'll talk about it later. I went to see the Zombies, and I went to see my favorite, the Calsills as well. They were great.
Did you give Paul my regards? Did you remember to say hello?
I mean, you know, I'm lucky I got a chance to talk to him. You know, but they, you know, you know what? They were so mobbed. I was so happy for them. You know, I sat next to this record producer and arranger. He's legendary. I mean, Jimmy Wisner. I mean, he worked with everybody from way back when. And, you know, from Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, all that, and, you know. And he came because we had talked about the Calsills. And, you know, he goes, I'd like to come out to see them. I haven't seen them in 48, almost 50 years, you know. So we sat down together, and Steve, the owner of the club, went downstairs and told Bob that Jimmy was upstairs sitting with me, and he came running up. So, you know, it was great because he wanted to see me.
Cool.
And he remembered Jimmy so well, and he thanked him, and it was wonderful. I mean, Jimmy Wisner is 84 and still kicking, still going, still going.
God
love
bless.
It.
Well,
I know.
You know, we talk about this many, many, many times about how the guys that have been in the business the longest seem to be the nicest, and the gals too, the most humble, the most appreciative, and they have a mutual admiration society that is not to be believed. And you know what? This is a perfect segue into our guest today.
Absolutely.
Because thanks to our agent Gary Raychak, he gets us our overachievers, our people who just can't seem to just do one thing. They've got to do like 15 things. And this guy, let's see, musician, singer, songwriter, performer, studio musician with people like Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, Doug Somm. And also he owned a few record labels, my darling. And we are here today to welcome one of the co-founders of the Texas Tornadoes and the Sir Douglas Quintet, Augie Myers. Augie, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Welcome.
How you all doing out there today?
We're doing great.
we're fine, I think.
Man, y'all were just talking about the Calsills. I remember them, man. You know, you just said somebody was 82. That's great. That makes me feel pretty good. I'm only 75. You know, but
you're
still
a youngster. Still a
it's
youngster.
It's not your age that matters. It's how you matter it.
Absolutely. I mean,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that makes that. You know, Augie, look, you heard because we had you hanging on the line. How do you find the time?
Really?
Well, I get up early in the morning. I get up early in the morning. I don't care what time I go to bed. I'm up at 6:30, and then I walk my dog, and then I have my coffee, and then I eat my breakfast with 2 pieces of toast with Swiss cheese on it.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and that's my breakfast, and I get up early in the morning, and I write. I've been writing a book for about 3 years, and I got a book coming out pretty soon called Thoughts to Think About. And it's just example, how come everything breaks when I'm broke? You know, think about that. And so it's just things like that, you know.
That's hilarious. And so true.
I was just going to say, I mean, I remember the Sir Douglas Quintet, you know. I loved it. Mendocino. I mean, I hear that all the time because I'm a 60s girl, you know, in that sense. I love listening to them. So when you get in my car, I'm on the XM and you know, and I'm playing and then I hear that song come up all the time. And it's great. And, you know, a lot of it at first when I remember when the group first came out, they said, I remember everybody going, is it a British group? What is this? You know, of course, it's not a British group.
Right. Well, we got busted on television when Trini Lopez said, I can't lie. We were on Shindig or Hullabaloo. Said, I can't lie. These guys are from my home state, Texas. I remember Doug looked at me and said, well, it's all over. But our manager,
how did
Huey
Moe, come up with the name? How did you come up with the name Sir Douglas Quintet?
Well, I had a band. Me and Doug's been friends since we were 12 years old. And I had a band called the Goldens, and Doug Somm had a band called the Marquise, and Dave Clark Five came to town. This is in 64 actually. And my band opened the show, then Doug's band, and there was Huey Moe out there to come to see what was people like about the British and the music and everything. And I got kicked out when I was 16 years old for long hair in school. And Doug had long hair, and he said, y'all two get together. He said, well, we know when I wasn't playing, I'd go see Doug. When Doug wasn't playing, he'd come see my band if I was playing. And he said, y'all got long hair. Why don't y'all get a band together, and let's see what we can do. And Huey said, you know, your name is Doug. Call it Sir Douglas. And I came up with the word quintet because we had a five-piece band. And so that's what we cut. And the original song was She's About a Mover, if you remember that one.
Yes.
But the original title was She's a Body Mover, and we couldn't put that on the radio back in those days.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can you imagine when you listen to music now, the things that are being said or what they use and what, you know, what you could sing? And back in those days, it sounded so risqué.
I mean, look, I Love Lucy, they had to sleep in separate beds. You know?
Yeah.
They showed that on television. You had to sleep in separate beds. And you couldn't say the word pregnant on television, if you remember back in the day.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
I mean, there were so many things that we couldn't. I mean, nowadays, when you go back and you go, why? You know, you can't even, the young kids can't even fathom what we couldn't say back then or couldn't do.
And you know what, Augie, and May, I guess it just bodes the question then. Augie, did you feel stifled back then by that kind of censorship? Did it make you want to rebel more?
No, I didn't really rebel. I mean, I don't know how to say it. It was like the law. I mean, back in school, you couldn't wear your belt buckle on the side of your pants. You had to have it in the front, you know, where your stomach was. And you couldn't wear horseshoe tap shoes. You couldn't wear ducktails, you know. But we did, and we got kicked out of school. But that was our rebellious, whatever you want to call it, back in those days, you know. I remember my dad said, you graduate from school and cut your hair, I'll buy you a car. Well, I got kicked out of school. And I said, Dad, you know, can I get a car? And he said, you got long hair yet, boy? And I said, Jesus had long hair. And he said, yeah, but Jesus walked everywhere, you know. So,
oh, dear.
You know, but I'm serious. But, I mean, people didn't like, I couldn't go in restaurants with long hair. My first wife, she wore short dresses. Remember the mini dresses?
Oh, yes.
We wouldn't let us in restaurants back then. My hair was too long, her dress was too short, you know. But you kind of get over it. I remember one time this lady asked me, she says, what band, what'd you grow long hair? What band? I said, no, there wasn't a band that made me grow my long hair. It was Tarzan. And I remember she says, what record did they have out? You know, and I said, how old are you, ma'am? She said, well, I'm only 19. And I think we were in Chicago at that time, you know, and she was interviewing. And I said, you know, and Doug said, interview's over, you know.
Oh, dear.
I mean, what do you do?
I can't wait to read your book. This book is going to be, you know, a good title would be Your Hair is Too Long and Her Skirt's Too Short. There you go.
Yes. There you go. Really.
Yeah. But it's,
well, okay. Texas Tornadoes. How did that come about? Did you?
Well, I had a song out on my label called "Hey Baby Kip," I sold to Atlantic, and they didn't do nothing with it. And Jerry Wexler was a good friend of me and Doug's, and I said, Jerry, I need to buy my contract back. He said, no problem. And there's a long story behind why. And then Doug come up and said, hey, Warner Brothers wants us to put a supergroup together. And he said, I'm going to get Freddie Finner. I said, let's get Flocko. Because me and Freddie and Doug were friends when we were 17 years old. And we'd known Flocko. Me and Doug was always experienced. We'd go to Louisiana. I just got back from New Orleans. I was there last week for a week.
Wow.
Just playing and meeting old friends and playing at a place called a Ponderosa Stomp at the Rock Bowl. And back in those days, we just traveled around to see the different music in different cities. And we liked the conjunto music, the Tex-Mex polka, as they call it today, Tex-Mex. And that's how the Tornadoes got together.
Yeah,
and I remember when we had the quintet. We got the quintet together. We had three Spanish guys. I remember Huey Moore used to say, y'all got to talk British. And our drummer, Johnny Pettis, said, hey, but oh, man, I'm trying to talk the best English I can, you know, because he was Spanish. So we had that kind of thing, you know.
Aussie, have you ever thought about
hilarious.
Doing stand-up?
I do. I don't do stand-up. They've asked me to play comedy shows. I won't do that because when you go in there, they're going to say, man, I pay $20. Now make me laugh. You know, but when I go play I like to play sitting rooms where people sit and listen. And I play a lot of my original stuff, and I do comedy there. You know, and I love people when they come back from audience and tell me something. I come up with stuff, you know. So I have fun doing it. I love to tell jokes and just hang out and laugh, you know. Laughter it keeps you young and vibrant, you know.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's true.
That is so true. Well, now, we had a conversation before we got on the air about country music, and first of all, let me tell you, even though I live down here, I'm a New Yorker, and I'm not really a fan of country music.
I'm sorry.
But maybe if I had said Nashville's current country music, would you have had a different opinion?
Well, you know, I grew up listening to country and blues. My influence back when growing up when I was 14, 15 was Jimmy Reed. I drove my motor scooter from San Antonio to Houston, 190 miles, doing 25 miles an hour. It took me 6 hours to get there just to see Jimmy Reed. I loved Jimmy Reed. And I got to play with him in Houston later on, right about 2 weeks before he passed away, you know, opening a show for him. And that was my influence was country and blues, and then listening to Flocko here. My daddy used to tell me, if you can play that polka music, that Spanish Mexican music, you're going to go somewhere, you know.
Nice.
That is hilarious.
Nice. I mean,
I love all kinds of music, except rap. I wrote a song one time that said, who took the C out of rap, you know. But
this is a great morning laugh. I'm telling you,
it is.
Great. Augie, you are hilarious. You know, I really needed a laugh today, too. I really did. This is okay, so I always ask, because May's the music girl. I'm more a movie girl. I always ask our artists, is there someone now performing that you're really impressed with? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but is there?
No. What can I say? I mean, Brad Palsy in the country field is good. And you know, I like Tom Waits. I've done some albums with him. I mean, in Creedence Clearwater, they were the last band that I bought a record from. I mean, went out and bought a record.
Wow.
And we used to play with them when they were called Mollywogs.
Oh, right.
That was in the early days. And that was when we had the quintet going. But, you know, I mean, I don't really see anybody coming up that I care. I mean, there's a lot of great musicians. I mean, individual
I think past
musicians.
The 70s, where you and I agree, probably past, not after the 70s, I don't think there was much to talk about after that.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, it's like cars. I don't like anything past 60. I don't really care for the cars anymore. You know, I like all the 50 cars because I was in that era, you know. So my wife today, she's younger than me, 25 years younger than me, and she was in the disco era, you know. And I'm not putting the disco down. I'm just saying that was her music. when she met me, she didn't know who I was, which was, I said, far out. I like that.
Well, that was probably good. That was probably good for you, not so good for her, Augie. I'm thinking she had, yeah. After the fact, she probably was in for some big surprises because you're such a serious guy.
She's surprised every day, and so am I. But that's another story, you know.
All right, tell us now. I mean, what are you doing now? Are you? You say you have the book. Tell us. We're going to pin you down, Augie. Are you going to get on this book? Are we going to see this book?
You're going to see it. I've been writing for about 2.5 years on my autobiography, and then I'm writing my joke book, you know, and I'm just writing. I just write. I love to write, you know, so I just write every day, and I put this with that and put this page with that, and everywhere I go, I got my pen and pencil. You know, I'm always – I don't do computer. That's Antichrist in my book. And I just like something to turn on, turn off, you know. I don't want to have to sit there and push buttons and knobs and wait 30 seconds, 40 seconds for something to develop.
Okay, you know what my suspicion is, Augie? You're probably not a good typist. This is why you don't like the computer.
Oh, I love
Am I right?
Type. No, I type.
You like
to
type?
Yeah, I've got a typewriter yet.
Okay,
I have two of those at home.
Yeah, I use that, and I have a cassette player. In fact, it just broke, and I'm looking for another cassette player. Because that's what I write all my little, put my notes down and my songs when I get up in the morning and write. And I went to, I don't know if y'all have Best Buys up there, but I went to a Best Buy store a couple of months ago looking for a cassette player. And the lady said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, I want to buy a cassette." And she says, "A what?" I said, "A cassette." She says, "Could you tell me what that is?" And I said, "No, I can't." And I just ran and walked out. Because, I mean, I called them and they don't even know what it is. Ask somebody walk down the street and say, "You know what a cassette player is?" A younger person, ask them, you know, in their 20s. They don't know what a cassette player is.
No.
That is so true. The only way you're going to find any of these things is really going on eBay, where everybody sells everything, because there's nothing. I mean, finding a good cassette player, I agree with you. I have a lot of cassettes, and I, you know, that's it. You know, you know, you just look online and not going to eBay, and that's the only place I can find things.
My son works on computers. He has a company that he makes graphics and websites for people. And my grandson is 15 years old, and he's always telling me, "Papa, don't be stupid. Come here, let me show you something." And I said, "No, I don't want to learn that, you know."
He doesn't. Oh, jeez.
My wife, well, she'll go out and buy a new game and say, "Come on, let's learn a new game." I said, "I don't want to learn new games. I've got enough games in the back of my mind that'll last me for a lifetime."
Oh, my God, you're putting me in stitches here. I love your comments. They're great. I mean, they really are. I mean, I can't wait for your joke book to come out.
I know. This is like such a great way to start a Monday morning, because, see, now I have to add comedian to your other list of accomplishments, Augie. Are you working on any new music? Are you having anything new coming
out? I've got in fact, I just talked to the engineer yesterday. I'm going back in the studio when I get back. I'm going to Santa Fe Wednesday and Thursday, and I come back Friday, then Saturday. The Tornadoes, we're going to play a gig. We only play like a couple of gigs a month now. And other than that, I'm doing them on the road doing stuff. But I've got an album I'm doing with just me and the piano and my vocal. No drums, no guitar, no bass. And I've got cellos on one song, just violins on another. It's a ballad album. I'm excited about that. You know, it's real nice music.
Yeah, no, because cello is one of my favorite. And when you just have cello and violins, I mean, because in the old days, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you remember all those songs that came out, they had real instruments. They're not synthesized. They're not
right,
any
totally,
of that.
You know.
Right, 50s, 60s, and 70s, they had real instruments. And then the onset after that, then the newer stuff started to come in. But, when you hear some of those old songs, it's great. The beautiful, you know, the beautiful orchestral arrangements and everything. My favorite.
I'm just trying to picture May, this funny guy with this cello and violin tender side. Augie, you're holding out on us.
And with a whiskey voice, huh?
With the whiskey voice. Yeah. I'm intrigued now. You have us hooked. Listen, we're really, really going to put you on the spot now. We want you to come back when you're ready to release this new music, and we definitely want you to come back when this book is ready, because I can't wait to read it.
All right. Well, look, in the meantime, I need to get y'all's address, and I'll just send you my new releases I have out.
Oh, fantastic.
That's awesome.
Well, we'll get it to you. You know, we can get Gary to, you know, send
it on
to you.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. It's so fantastic. You know what? You've made my morning. You've made my day. Definitely. And, you know, where can anybody get any of your stuff that, you know, of your past stuff or anything?
Just augiemeyers.com. My son runs that for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, good. I mean, you were awesome to start off this week, Augie. I can't even begin to tell you how much I needed to laugh this morning, and you made my day.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, can I tell you all something? This would be great for your listeners out there. It'd make you want to think. This is something I keep in the back of my mind. A man asked God, give me everything so I can enjoy life. And God replied, I have given you life so you can enjoy everything. Now, people don't even stop to think about that. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
wow.
I mean,
yeah. Augie, we haven't even seen the depths of you yet. I'm like,
this is
great. You are awesome.
Well, I'm just, you know, I just like to, I enjoy life. I didn't walk till I was 10 years old. You know, I lived with my grandparents and they cooked out a wood stove, had a well and an outhouse. And my grandfather always said, cured me, if you know what mud daubers are.
I do. I have them in my barn.
Okay, well, we couldn't drink our well water because it had too much iron content. And they used to take all these mud daubers and make a paste out of it with the well water and put it around my leg and my left arm and wrap a cheesecloth around it. And every other day, had a lady come in for 10 cents an hour and rub my arm and leg with alcohol. I'm walking today. You know, and a lot of doctors say, that's just an old wives' tale.
Wow.
But I'm living proof, you know.
Wow.
I mean, I'm trying to be.
No, and I understand it because, you know, of Chinese origin, you know, for me. And then, you know, my mother used to come up with these crazy things that she used to do, the old medicine, you know, that she would have conjured up and, you know, when you have aches and pains. And let me tell you, that works. These are the old things, and they work.
I can tell you a lot of home remedies, and they work perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's
going to
be
totally
book number three. That's book number three, Augie.
The home
got to get on
book
six,
number
man.
Three, four,
come on.
Five.
Come on. All right, you're going to come back. We're going to have an Augie Myers series. I can see that. And people can go to augiemyers.com to stay up to date on what you're doing and get your music, and you promise you'll come back and visit us.
I definitely will, but I want to thank y'all first for having me on the air. You know, and if you ever need to call, you got my number, and just call. You know,
awesome.
I'll give you the time of day, whatever you want. You know,
check in with Augie Myers for what time it is. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, serious.
You don't have to go that far.
Great.
Augie, we're gonna let you go. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. And get with Gary and get Gary your address, and he'll get it to me. He's got my address, and I'll send y'all some CDs and
awesome.
Some little quips and things that I write.
I love
it. Oh, cool.
I love it.
All right.
Great.
Augie,
okay.
It was great to have you. Take
y'all
care.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I mean, okay, he might have to be our new correspondent, May.
I'm
not going to lie.
He is so funny. I just love it.
But you know it's like, okay, here we are saying, oh, well, you know, we have this musician on, and of course he does have a history, and he is, you know, a true, real, money-making musician, and then now we find out he's all these other things too, which is even better.
Yes. That I love his comedic things. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a funny man.
I know.
So I have to believe that if he was giving like a little, like he said, he likes a captive audience show, I can't even imagine what goes on between songs. He would be hilarious to see perform.
I know. Unbelievable.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Yeah. We'll have to thank Gary Raycheck, our agent over there, for all of this, you know.
For our Monday morning hilarity. And, I mean, it truly was. And he
– Yes.
But, great. And once again, May, here we go. These old-timers never cease to amaze me and surprise me. Never cease.
I know. They're wonderful. They really are. Because it's a whole – They understand the respect of music. They understand the respect of other people and the artists, the whole thing. It's a little different. A little different from
yep.
today. I love that fact of, you know, he goes, cassette. He goes, what? What's a cassette?
I could just picture him doing it.
I
have
God.
A feeling Augie in person is quite a force to be reckoned with. And he's quick, you know, so you got to kind of stay on your toes with him. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
That
kind
of man.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
all right, so
oh
in the May Pang world, what's going on in the May Pang world?
Oh, the May Pang world. Jesus. You know, there's this past week had been so busy. I mean, the zombies were amazing. I mean, I saw Ann Wilson, who of course is one half of. She was great. I mean, you know, her vocals, and she looked terrific. She looked terrific. It was great seeing her. And then I went to see the Zombies on, what was it? Anne was on Wednesday. Zombies were on Friday. They got all the members, the original members, minus one because he passed away. And I totally forgot. It was Paul Atkinson who I knew because he became a record exec at Columbia, but he died years ago. And but they did Odyssey and Oracle. They did it in its entirety. Colin's voice and Rod Argent, and they were great. And I went backstage and said hello. And they had one person that was doing a few keyboards and some vocals, and that's Darian, who was normally on the Beach Boys, not Beach Boys. Sorry, it was really Brian Wilson's band. But he left Brian's for this tour to do this one with the Zombies, and it's Billy Hinchey who's filling in for him with Brian. And
oh
if
wow!
People,
okay.
And if, but here's the thing: people don't forget that Billy Hinchey and Brian were brother-in-laws.
Yeah.
Because his sister was married to Carl. So at one point.
Oh wow! What a wow! So,
yeah,
I remember I saw that on
history.
Billy's Facebook page that he said he was doing that. That's cool.
Yeah, so
hey,
that's, you know.
Does Anne Will, she doesn't perform with her sister anymore?
No, I think this is just something new. This is just an
okay.
aside
oh,
thing.
Oh, just like that. Okay.
Yeah, like how they
I saw them at the,
No, I love
Heart.
No, I think this is an aside thing.
The Stairway to Heaven thing that they did?
Yes, that was wonderful.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
No, I just, like
was
I said,
better than
I just,
the original. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, I saw the Cowsills that were,
and
I mean.
And we love them.
Oh, they are simply, the vocals were just the best. And so many people came to see them. Steve Van Zandt, you know, Russ Titelman. and, you know, there was a lot of us music people that, you know, we wanted to see them. And of
oh,
course,
good.
The room was packed, and they do a great show. A lot of the band from the Happy Together tour that they did this summer, they were there to cheer them on, and they're going to be
so
on the Happy Together.
So was it just them? So it wasn't part
oh,
of the Happy Together?
No,
yeah,
this was,
just
the Cowsills, and
wow.
It was great. And then, of course,
well,
they,
it couldn't happen to a nicer family. You know, I'm
absolutely.
So happy that they're getting this second chance. You know,
right. I am.
It's
so,
cool.
I am too. So anyway, then this coming week, I'm getting together with a few people, and there's a music industry to get together, and all sorts of things. And then, soon there'll be a big party.
The bash. Yep.
The bash.
The bash.
Have you thought about it yet?
I'm working on it, Chicklet.
Okay.
I am working on it. Yep. So.
Okay. We'll have a good time. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
We'll have a definitely good time.
Well, that is always a good time. So
yeah, yeah. So yep. So that's basically what I was doing. You know, and we're out of
May Pang World.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're out of
hooray!
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And
thank
I see
goodness.
We're winding down. And so I am going to say goodbye until the next time we talk. Okay.
All right, my darling.
Everybody.
And I will talk to
you
shortly.
Later.
Yes. Yeah, that's
okay.
Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks, Augie Myers.